Welcome to the Mark Gorman Podcast. On this podcast, I'll be sharing with you the first in a series of teachings written by my son, Kenneth. I'm so very proud of him. He does such an excellent job with this, and I just can't wait to share it with you. By the way, if you appreciate this and would like to receive the emails when these teachings first come out, they come out in email form before we actually release them as podcasts. So if you'd like to receive those, all you need to do is send an email to info@markgorman.com, and in the subject line, put the word subscribe. We'll know that you want to subscribe to these teachings, and we'll add your name and email address. And also, you'll receive emails letting you know where I'll be speaking in the future, so that if you live in that area, you can join us if you want to hear me speak. All right, here we go. This is Kenneth's first teaching that he did based on my series of teachings on the 23rd Psalm. Dear friends, this is Mark's son, Kenneth, writing to you today. First off, thanks for taking a moment out of your day to read this. Today's email is the first in a series of weekly devotionals that we will be sending you, teaching about the 23rd Psalm. I'm really rather excited about it, and I hope you read along. Before we get into the teaching, though, here's a little background. As you may already know, Dad has a rather large collection of teachings he has recorded over the years. Some of these have become prominent staples in his catalog, while many others don't get as much attention. One set that is a particular favorite of mine is the series Dad taught on the 23rd Psalm. This series was recorded at a Christian campground in Minnesota over the course of 1 week. I remember it specifically because it was just Dad and me on that trip. I don't remember exactly what year it was, but I know I wasn't driving yet, so it was at least 12 years ago. Dad taught 2 to 3 sessions each day, resulting in a total of 11 teachings. He put a tremendous amount of research and effort into this series, and it represents some of the best material he's ever recorded. Well, these teachings have always managed to fly under the radar, so to speak, because of the size of the collection. Not many people come to the product table after a church service looking to buy an 11-piece teaching set. And due to the interconnected nature of the talks in this series, it's not something you can delve into while at a church for 3 services. But I'm bringing these teachings to you now in the form of weekly devotional emails. I don't know exactly how many devotionals will result from the teachings, but I hope you enjoy them. I know they will be a blessing. Now, on to the teaching. Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. The first thing we need to understand when reading the 23rd Psalm is that people of David's day, approximately 1000 BC, would have understood the text at a level that we do not fully comprehend in modern times. David was a shepherd, a farmer of sorts. Much of the population of that day were themselves farmers. Farming and tending livestock were a part of daily life 3000 years ago. Compare that to now, where the closest many of us get to a farm is a drive to the local organic food store. Well, David wrote this psalm from the perspective of a shepherd. He likens us to sheep and God to our shepherd. Sheep are defenseless animals. They don't have significant offensive tools to fight off their predators, nor do they have significant defenses to protect themselves in case of an attack. Sheep are also needy creatures. Left to their own devices, sheep will wander away from food, away from safety, away from their flock, and into danger. Add to this the fact that sheep are very stubborn animals and also easily frustrated. liken that to Christians. Christians are also needy. Without guidance and the cohesion of the flock, Christians also tend to wander away from safety and toward danger. Christians are also stubborn and very easily frustrated, and without God in their corner, they're also pretty defenseless. The shepherd, on the other hand, is a person of great responsibility. To be a shepherd, one must possess some specific traits. A shepherd must be compassionate toward his flock. He must care about them. He must also have a desire to bear their responsibilities, and he must have the ability to protect the flock. To say that the Lord is my shepherd is to say that He is constantly watching over me, even though He knows that I am going to make all kinds of mistakes. Knowing that I'm going to get myself into all kinds of problems. Saying that He is my shepherd is saying that He knows all of that, and He has still committed Himself to be willing to watch over me, to look after me, to care for me, to make sure that everything is done well in my life, and that I am protected, that I'm taken care of. You see, everything in the life of the sheep is controlled by the shepherd. Anything that comes near that flock has to pass the shepherd first. The shepherd bears responsibility for the health of the sheep. He leads them to food and water. He protects them from dangers, both inside and outside the herd. All these things are under the control of the shepherd. In fact, you could say that the single most important thing in the life of the sheep is their shepherd. Aren't you glad that when we put our lives in God's hands, that we get to have Him as our shepherd? I hope you enjoyed this first devotional. Even more than that, I pray you are blessed. Keep an eye out for future devotionals in this series. I'll be posting them to the website in an archive so you can have access to the full teaching over time. Blessings, Kenneth. I know I'm his dad, but I have to say, and I think you'll agree, that was excellent. And I know you join me in looking forward to future teachings as Kenneth continues to share teachings with us in these devotional emails or podcasts, if you choose to subscribe to the podcast. And as we learn more from the 23rd Psalm, of the blessing it is to have the Lord as our shepherd. By the way, don't forget, if you would like to subscribe to the email teachings where that you not only receive the email teachings, but you'll also be notified if I'll be speaking in your area, you can subscribe by just sending an email to info@markgorman.com. In the subject line, put one word, subscribe. We'll know to capture your email address from that email and add it to our list, and you will be notified when I'll be in your area, and you'll also receive future teaching emails. One other mention, visit our website at markgorman.com, and you can visit our store where you can purchase the entire teaching series on the 23rd Psalm in either MP3 version, if you have an iPod or an MP3 player. Of course, most phones nowadays can play MP3s if you know how to load them. And you can get that, or you can purchase the CD pack there. And I believe Kenneth has put it in our special offer section. So when you go to markgorman.com, click the button there that's for special offers, and you can see that and other items that we are offering special discounts on at the time that you visit. They change, I think, each week. Kenneth puts new ones up there. So look from time to time if you'd like to see other specials as well. That's markgorman.com www.thebrightlife.com. Also, if this has been a blessing to you, please share it with your friends and family. Let them know about these so they can be blessed as well. God bless you. This is Mark Gorman. Thank you for sharing this time with us.